Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. All you have to do is switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Seattle got the ball, and they moved it down to the 25 of the Niners. Myers comes on now with no time left. This is it. Either they'll win or you'll finish tied. It's either or. There's no other choices here. Game's ending right here. This is the last play of the game.
Been a wild one, that's for sure.
Now, the Niners have a timeout left. You know they're going to freeze him, right? Shanahan will call the timeout right before he's about to kick it. The guy will make the kick. They'll wave it off. He'll kick it again and then miss it, right? That's what's going to happen. You know he's going to call a timeout right now. But your boy, Russell Wilson, had a huge run there that got them into the field position. Here's the kick. Did they wave it off? They waved it off. Of course they waved it off. He made
Called
it.
Called the timeout.
Called the timeout. Now he'll kick it again and miss it. Right?
That's how it usually goes, right?
Why do
or
you?
Or the other way. Why do call you, the timeout and he misses it and then they make
why
it.
Why do you even kick it?
Well, he doesn't call a timeout until right, you know, that's... It's really just a
This
dump.
Was the big run here at midfield. He just took off and the Niners just got worked. And that was it. So what do you think? Does he make it or miss it?
I say he makes it.
Makes it. Mafia.
Could be my money line bet talking about it, but I say he makes it.
What do you think, Mafia? 42-yarder.
He's going to miss it.
Here's the kick. Anyway, let's see what he does here. Finally, high snap. He made it. No, he made it. He hooked it in.
Let's go.
By an inch. By an inch. And the Niners suffer their first loss. Huge win for Seattle. 27-24. 27-24, Seattle. Cover on the spread. I like that. That's a clutch kick after that freeze. He barely made it. I mean, literally by a foot, right? He made it just inside the right goalpost by a foot. Look at this. He barely, I mean, literally by a foot.
Just made it. Big win for Seattle. It's now open in the NFC West. They are 8-2. They have their bye, I believe, next week. Niners are 8-1.
What a great game. That was a great game. You couldn't have a Super Bowl better than that.
Really good game.
And there you go. You watch the kick. Time to go work on next week's game.
I'm sure they made some dopey line, too, about how, you know, the 72 Dolphins get to pop their champagne again this year.
Of course.
You get that every year when the last undefeated team loses, right?
There you go. Good game, though.
Really good game.
And that was strong right there. That was the best game of the year on primetime, if you ask me, right? What game was better than that? Call the show with your reaction to the Seattle overtime win with no time left. Myers, the 42-yarder, to win it. And you got to give all the credit to Russell Wilson. That was a hell of a drive. And that run he took off on was at least 15, 20 yards, right? I mean, that made all the difference in the world. He's swapping jerseys with your boy, Richard Sherman, his old teammate. So, Richard Sherman certainly found a home in San Francisco, right? They love him.
He's been really good there.
Myers has not been a good kicker for them, but he was tonight. He made that kick. And that's all that matters. He made the game winner. I'm telling you what, that was a hell of a game. 855-212-4227. Tom in Minnesota, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, Tom.
I'd like you to comment on the Minnesota win over Penn State and then also the P.J. Fleck ability to build a program. And long range, what do you think he's going to do?
Well, I mean, he's definitely staying there. He signed a 7-year deal or something last week to stay. It's just an extension. I don't know if it was how long the extension was on top of what he had left, but it's 7 years he's going to be there allegedly. So he's committed to the Gophers and staying there, which is, I think, really good for them and a little bit surprising because I think he could have had his choice of a lot of jobs bigger than Minnesota, but he's obviously in love with the program, and he's respectful of the fact that they gave him the job, and he's done a hell of a job there. It didn't take long, right, for him to turn that program into a winner, and frankly, if you ask me, they've been a loser forever. I mean, they've just never mattered ever in football, literally, since like what? I mean, they were talking about, like, this is the first time they had been 8-0 since, like, 1941 or something like that. Maybe longer than that. Who knows? All I know is he's done a great job. I bet on him on Saturday getting 7 against Penn State. It was one of my top bets, top picks, one of my ranked top 10 plays, and it was a great bet. They looked great. It was a great game. I watched the game. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the Gophers played well. I thought the crowd was rowdy. I thought the scene after that game at that stadium was really unlike anything I've seen in a long time in college football. I haven't seen a celebration that good in I don't even know how long. I mean, that stadium, they poured out onto the field and had a party out there like no other. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't tap a few kegs because that was a party on that football field after that game. That was crazy. Huge win for them, though. And I know they have another big game this week. They have to turn right around and play Iowa, I think, in Iowa City. So that's not going to be easy. Trust me, the letdown, the come down from that Penn State game, I don't know how you – it's going to take Fleck to get them completely focused, you know, in short order. You got to turn around and go to Iowa City. That's a good team. They are good. Iowa gave Wisconsin all they could handle on Saturday at Camp Randall. They lost by 2. I covered that bet, too. I had the Hawkeyes getting the points and Badgers winning. I hit both sides of it and middled it. But I like the Gophers. They're a good team now. I mean, they mean business. What are they, 9-0? They're no joke at all. So there you go.
They've got at Iowa, at Northwestern, home for Wisconsin, their last three games. Are they undefeated with a chance to play possibly Ohio State in the Big Ten title game?
I got to tell you, I'd be very, very scared about Saturday in Iowa City.
Very tough game.
That is a game after the Penn State game. I don't know how you get up for that 2 weeks in a row. And, you know, if the game was in Minnesota, I think they'd win. The game in Iowa, I think they could lose. I think they could lose that game. And who'd you say the last game was? They'll beat Northwestern.
Well, and home for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin could beat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That becomes bigger of the two as well, because even if they lose to Iowa, they still have a game up on Wisconsin. So as long as they beat Wisconsin at the end of the season, they'll play for that title.
I think Wisconsin will give them all they can handle. But then again, I don't think, frankly, that Wisconsin's better than Penn State. So Penn State gave them everything, and they beat them. And they were really never in trouble in that game.
No, they took an early lead, and they held it.
Yeah, they held on, and they did it. If they can stop Taylor, then that's the key to the game. You cannot let that guy have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he does, you'll lose. But believe me, those two games are brutal. Iowa this week on the road and at home against Wisconsin. Believe me, Wisconsin will show up for that game. Ty in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, shake-a-doo.
Oh, shake-a-doo.
Cold Budweiser.
Can we get him a cold Budweiser?
Hey, Thank you. Yeah. Hey, watching the Monday night game tonight, I really don't like the overtime rules, even though I hit the Seattle, you know, getting 6.5, which is sweet. If you're a Niners fan or if you're the coach, you're undefeated. Why don't you just down the ball and play for the tie? I mean, you already got a 2-game lead on Seattle in the division. You know, what are they trying to go for? Only, you know, wasting 25 seconds. Like, I'd like to hear your opinion on that. And then,
I never really thought of it that way. I think they were trying to win the game. And, I don't, you know, trying for the tie is what you want them to do? So that they don't lose. Is that what he was saying? Get the tie, don't lose?
They would stay, you know, whatever it is, a game and a half, 2 games up on Seattle.
But how do you feel about that?
No, you try to win.
You try to win.
That's what you're doing here. And they're also –
Well, they had a chance to win the game. The guy missed the kick.
Here's another thing that you have to factor in here, Ty, and that is they are an undefeated team. They are 8-0. They are not playing for a tie when you have not lost a game yet. They were 8-1, and they had a 2-game lead. You want to use your crazy scenario about staying 2.5 games up in the division? That's fine. They are an undefeated team, and every year we hear this when they're last undefeated team. Nobody's seen it since 72. You want to see an undefeated team. Not saying the Niners were going to win every game, but until you actually lose a football game, you are trying to
win every
game.
There is no way in hell that team was going to win every game.
I know that.
Their schedule is brutal.
But when you're 8-0, you also don't do what he just said and try to play for a tie in overtime.
I'm sure that some idiot will ask that question. Not that Ty is. I'm saying someone else will ask that question. Yeah. Someone's going to ask him that question in the post game, and he's going to say that answer. We play to win. We don't play for ties.
No, no one's going to ask him that question because the dumbest thing I've ever heard is somebody, you know what?
I guarantee
it's overtime. Let's just kneel on it.
I guarantee you someone's going to ask him that question. It's automatic. I mean, what press conference do you see in sports today? Name one that there aren't stupid questions asked. You won't be able to find one. It's automatic. Didn't you hear the guy? I said it earlier today. Some kid asked Archie Miller about load management for his players. Like, are you kidding me? So it happens, right? It really does. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. That's the number to get on the bench. Couple of things. The podcast of the show comes out after the show on Twitter at Scott Pharrell and at On the Bench CBS. Also, it comes out on Facebook.com/Pharrell On the Bench. And it's great. People love it. It's like 2 hours, 15 minutes tops. No commercials. It's badass. No excuse to miss the show. And then as far as preemptions where I'm not on the air, you don't hear me because of, you know, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, college basketball, NBA, NHL, whatever it is, baseball, whatever's bumping me off the air and you don't hear me, you don't have to deal with that nonsense. You can just simply, one of four ways, listen to the show automatic every night, no questions asked. You've got radio.com, which is fantastic. You get all 4 hours. Just favorite CBS Sports Radio. It'll be there every time you open the app. And then the CBS Sports app carries me every night, all 4 hours, no questions asked. Just scroll down on all the options on the left side, and you'll see at the bottom, toward the very bottom, you'll see the headphones. It'll say Pharrell on a Bench, boom, and you can listen to all 4 hours. Also, SiriusXM app. It's every night, all 4 hours on the SiriusXM app. And then finally, ask Alexa. Say, play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, it works. All 4 hours, no questions asked. So enough with all the preemptions and nonsense. Just get the show anyway. Get the radio.com, CBS Sports app, SiriusXM app, or ask Alexa, and you're in. And then you don't have to deal with it. Also, we got the Aisle Seat podcast, Carver High's hockey show, and we're going to Vegas next week. We'll be back in Vegas at the MGM doing the show on the 21st and 22nd for the Wilder Ortiz 2 Heavyweight Championship of the World on PBC on Fox Pay-Per-View at the Grand Garden Arena Saturday night, the 23rd. We'll do two shows Thursday and Friday from the MGM next Thursday and Friday night. Mafi and I are headed to Sin City to make it a hub. Beautiful day, Las Vegas, baby. So So there you go. Those are our featured attractions and plans for the next couple weeks. That's next Thursday and Friday night we'll be there. And then after that, it's whatever. Thanksgiving week is the following week, and I'm off that week. So get it while it's hot. This week and next week, I'm on both weeks, all five nights. So tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all next week, I'm live Thursday and Friday from Vegas. There you go. George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Gorilla, what's going on, brother?
What up, G?
The man, the legend, the legendary picks. I appreciate your picks, man. By the way, as you probably already know, bro, the Rams are done. And Jimmy G, I don't know about him anymore, bro. I think they're going to lose a few more games.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with Jimmy G. I think he's done a great job with the Niners when he's healthy. You know, he blew out his knee. But other than that, he's been great for him. And I thought, you know, tonight he was pretty good. I didn't think he was bad. And I think that their schedule is brutal. I will not deny that they got their hands full the rest of the way. We'll see what this loss does to them, if they'll – you know, turn around and beat Arizona. That number is 13.5 in that game as of tonight, right? So I don't know if that number will change or whatever, but it was 13.5 when it opened, and they're playing at home. So I would think that they'll beat the Cardinals without too much difficulty. Covering the 13.5 is another number entirely. As far as the Rams go, they're in trouble. They're 5-4, and their offense is not clicking. They barely use Gurley for, what is he, 10 carries a game or something like that? The guy, I mean, it's like cream puff city.
Nothing in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Yeah, they just don't use him. And, you know, the Steelers really outplayed him defensively in particular. And I did not think Goff looked good at all. But then again, he had T.J. Watt chasing him all day. That Steeler defense is no joke. I mean, that Steeler defense is like the Bills defense. They're both really good. And, you know, I think the Patriots defense is also really good. I think those are the three best in the AFC for sure.
Do you think that McVay is becoming very predictable in his calls and maybe he should, I don't know, quit having a mystery man, either have a running back or not?
Yeah, I don't think that he's become predictable. I just think that they are, you know, they ran into a team that keyed on Kupp. They knew Kupp was killing everybody, so they shut him down. That was the game plan. And then after Kupp, they've had all these injuries, right? Like, who's the guy that, Woods or whatever? Is he the one that's been injured?
Woods has been playing. They've had a couple of other guys in and out of the lineup.
Cooks.
Cooks has been out, yes.
Cooks is the guy injured. So, look, I don't like their running game without Gurley. They don't give him the rock enough. And I don't know about predictable, but, you know, Goff has not been sharp. And I think one of the things is no one ever wants to talk about it. I get it. Fair enough. But you go to the Super Bowl, you lose. The people are talking about McVay being a genius and being smarter than everybody. He's better than everybody. He's the best coach. You know, it's just such nonsense. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't think a guy that's been in the league 1 or 2 years, how long has he been in the league? I know he's coached in the league.
This is his third year as a head coach.
Third as a head, but he was in the league certainly longer than that as an assistant. But people have donned him this genius and that he's better than everybody, and he's just not. And that's just now things are coming back. Reality check now is that he's not any better than anybody. I mean, Shanahan's coaching better than him. Pete Carroll's coaching better than him. And, I mean, there's a lot of guys coaching better than him. Sean McDermott's coaching better than him. There are coaches up and down I can name that are coaching better than him right now, and that's just all there is to it.
I think that a lot of guys around this league probably saw the genius stuff before he even got to that Super Bowl against the Patriots last year, which his team did not perform in. They did not get it done. And I think that, like I said earlier, all these teams that knew they were going to play him this year went to work on what they did well last year and said, we're not going to let the Rams do this to us this year.
Right.
And if he's such a genius, he now has to change what he's been doing.
He has to adapt to
that.
And
find a new way to
right.
score points.
I agree with that. Jay in Alaska.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, I got a take on one player, and I want your opinion on another player. So give me a second, and I'll lay it out. I feel like my take is I feel like Derek Carr is not getting any love. That guy has been one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the league. Granted, he's not a top five quarterback, but he's been playing like a top five quarterback, and nobody is giving that.
Yeah, that's just not true. That is not true. That is not true. I don't want to hear it. That is so pathetic that you're trying to sell me that no one is giving him any love when everyone's giving him love. They're 5-4. They're talking about him making the playoffs. They've been getting all kinds of attention. Gruden, Carr, that offense has been exciting. They have been, I have seen national media talk about him. I have seen national media write about him. Peter King has written about the guy 1,000 times that he's been phenomenal. Gruden and Carr are lighting it up. They're getting all kinds of attention. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear that you're just making that up in your own head. No one cares about him. That's nonsense. Everyone's been talking about Derek Carr and the Raiders. They've been playing fantastic. They've been winning all these games, and they've been playing in prime time, and they've gotten tons of attention and national television games. I don't want to hear it. That's ridiculous. Well, and who's the player you want me to evaluate?
The other guy that I wanted to get your opinion on is I've been hearing a lot of people say that Colin Farrell is a bust, but I think that guy is more like a poor man Siobhan Kearse. He's still trying to figure out the game. I thought he kind of had a breakout game against the Chargers. He had 2 sacks. I feel like he's starting to figure it out and figure out how to get that speed rush around the outside, and he's getting to quarterbacks and creating pressure. I think that Raider defense kind of grew up a little bit against the Chargers. If they wouldn't have shot themselves in the foot with stupid penalties, they would have dominated that game. But, you know, I don't think Colin Farrell is a bust. I think the guy just – you know, was a little young. Maybe it was a little bit of a reach, but I think he's going to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think that, I know what you're saying because people have said he's a bust, but I don't put a bust label on a guy 8 games in, 9 games into his career. He has not done anything up until that game the other night when he did well. So he shook that off, all the talk that he's a bust, and had a good game. But let's not get all ahead of ourselves here. Yeah, he's had really one good game. So there are people that have said he's been average at best and terrible and everything else. And some of that stuff's true. But he had a good game, and let's not put him in Canton yet. How's that sound, Jay? I mean, you know, Jay, it's obvious you're a diehard Raider fan to all of us here. So let's not be fooled into thinking that you're, like, just trying to sell me, you know, John and Derek and Cleland. And, I mean, it's just obvious that there's nothing the Raiders do wrong. You said they should have killed him, but all the penalties and stupid mistakes. The game was, what, 26-24? I mean, calm down. It was a great game, but they didn't dominate anything. Okay?
And nobody is a bust 8 games into their NFL
career.
Yeah,
bust 8 games in, your career's over.
2 or 3 years, if a guy's done nothing and he was a first-round pick, fine. Call him a bust.
But you can't do
that. 8 games
into
his NFL career? No, we don't do that.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So it's funny. Once you get that respect in the NBA, you get all the calls. You know what I mean? Once you become a superstar and you got, like, you know, Kawhi Leonard winning MVPs and winning championships, right? Every time he drives now, he gets a whistle. Have you noticed that? I mean, this guy goes to the line more than entire teams do in the whole night, like by himself. They're up 5 on the Raptors. He's at the line, missed the first 5.5 left. 89-84 clip joint at Staples. Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com college football. How about this? 11 weeks of football in the books. Every one of them, I've been in the 60s. Most of them over 65% in terms of bets covered. 63% this week, 60% on my top 10 spreads. All happened. 5 out of 10 weeks in pros in the 70s. I've had a 79, 77, 271s, and a 70. This week was a disaster. Tonight hit the Seahawks plus 6.5 on the spread, so that was decent at least. We'll get back at it this week with the Browns Steelers Thursday night in Cleveland. That'll kick it off. On Thursday. And then there's college football, believe it or not. I think, again, tomorrow. So it's just every week now. There's games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's crazy. It's every day. It's 7 days a week. There was a game tonight. And then tomorrow, I mean, it's nothing to jump up and down about, but I still like it. I think it's always these MAC games. Eastern Michigan and Akron tomorrow and Western Michigan and Ohio, both tomorrow night. In Akron and in Athens, respectively. And then Wednesday, you got Bowling Green at Miami of Ohio in Oxford, Ohio, and Northern Illinois and Toledo at the Glass Bowl in Toledo. Thursday, you got Buffalo and Kent State in Kent, and North Carolina, Pittsburgh should be a good game at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh Thursday night at 8. So not only do you have the Steelers-Browns, you got North Carolina and the Pitt Panthers.
And I did see Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi, and he's got a point. Like, why are you playing the same night as the Steelers? Like, who thought of that scheduling in Pittsburgh? Like, you're going to play a Thursday night game in Pittsburgh with the Steelers playing the same night in Cleveland. What do you think? I mean, I get he wants his program. They're finally
attention.
They're finally on national TV. They're finally getting some exposure. And in the Pittsburgh area, you're putting them on ESPN the same time as the Steelers are playing the Browns.
They'll get no one watching.
No one will watch. And that he made an outstanding point on it. Like, you got to be kidding me.
There's no doubt about it. Friday night, Louisiana Tech and Marshall in Huntington, West Virginia, and Fresno State, San Diego State at San Diego. Good evening, San Diego, La Jolla, Del Mar. Anyway, that's a great week of football to start it off just, you know, before Saturday. You know what I mean? So Thursday is great. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is all solid to me, if you ask me. Plus, you got all the NBA, NHL. It's craziness. I see Draymond Green going back into the locker room late in the fourth quarter, injured again. So there you go. 855-212-4227. By the way, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. You'll need to, because I'm going to make you a lot of stacks. Dave in Arkansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, they fired their coach this weekend after they lost at home embarrassingly. Well, Western Kentucky beat him, and they fired the guy.
Yes, Scotty, he deserved to be fired. He was pathetic. He's not the reason I'm calling, though. By the way, because you bet on sports for a living, I consider you to be very highly objective in that I called in after the conference game between KC and New England. And, you know, I made some comments about Andy Reid not being a great coach, and because I've never felt he was a great coach.
Right.
I laid the table for you, and you just kind of laid it all out and said, you know, he's never done anything, so over and so on. And anyway, I heard last week somebody, an unnamed sports DJ, went on to say that Andy Reid is the second best coach in the league to Belichick. And I had to call in to this guy, and I said, I'm sorry, he's actually a very good seasoned coach, but he's not a great coach. And so I'm saying, what's the deal with people calling people great? I mean, great is supposed to be the very best.
Right.
And so the guy, he went on to say, well, you know, he's not won a championship, but he's done all these things for players, this and that. And he says, you mean to tell me your criteria for great is winning championships? And I said, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is. He's wrong. You're right. And that's the end of it. There's nothing else to say. I mean, you cannot be called great and all you ever do is win regular season games and don't win Super Bowls and don't win playoff games. He's won a few. I won't deny it. I mean, he's been to NFC championships and Super Bowls. So I don't feel like you could argue that he's been a really good coach. I've said that before many times. I think that he's been, you know, really a fantastic character in the NFL, right? So, but that doesn't necessarily, you know, segue into greatness. Greatness is guys that win it all and that, you know, do it more than once, frankly. You know, winning one is just sometimes you get lucky. You know, Peterson won it for Philly and beat the, you know, Patriots. And I think that was, you know, really impressive. And the job he did in that Super Bowl was even, you know, if you study what he did, the play calling was fantastic. And he actually outcoached Belichick. It was unbelievable. So that was a great start for him to have that Super Bowl under his belt. And then since then, it's kind of dried up for him, right? And now you ask yourself, will he ever win another one? Will he ever get back? Well, time will tell. But they have a very short fuse in Philly for coaches. If you don't win, they will not put up with it for long there. They get real sensitive. But I think he's a really good coach. But I'm not willing to say he's great because he had one great day. I think he's a really good coach that has had one great day. And then, you know, to be great, you got to have a bunch of them, if you ask me. You got to have several, more than one. You cannot just have one. There's been guys that have won Super Bowls, and there are a lot of people that won't say they're great coaches. You know, as I've said on this show a million times, in my opinion, there's really only one great coach in the NFL, and that's Belichick. That's it. Who else? Who else is great? Like, that is just absolutely standalone greatness. There's only one. That's it. Who else?
Nobody's in his territory.
You can't even, like, I think John Harbaugh's a really, really good coach. I think he's done a hell of a job in Baltimore. There's no way you can fire that guy. He's been a great coach. He really has. But, you know, greatness is a different story altogether than being a great coach. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but there's greatness, and then there's being a great coach. He's been a great coach for the Baltimore Ravens. There's no denying that. And then Andy Reid's had a great career. There's no doubt that he's had a great career. But he's not, I don't believe, a great coach in terms of greatness, because he just hasn't got it done and won the whole shkameel.
I don't think it's fair to the rest of the coaches in the league to, you know, nobody can be put in Belichick's class. The guy has done something that nobody else has done. Or
even with the Giants, he did it.
Right, like, he won rings as a defensive coordinator, and he's won, what, six by himself in New England? He's on another level. He's an all-time great. And then you go to the next level, and who's Hall of Fame? Who in the NFL is a Hall of Fame coach right now? Out of all the coaches, forget Belichick, he's in his own plane. First you have to go to the guys who have won Super Bowls, right? Is Pete Carroll? I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
I think Pete Carroll's been it.
Sean Payton?
You're talking about two guys that, you know.
We're talking also about guys who could still win another one. Definitely.
Who do you think's better, Coach? Pete Carroll or Sean Payton?
It's close. I think they're both really good coaches. Yeah, what about Harbaugh? He's got a Super Bowl.
I'm willing to say that that's a fairly even race.
Is Andy Reid a Hall of Fame coach?
I think he'll get in the Hall of Fame.
There's only two guys,
but I don't think he's a great – I don't think greatness, I'd put it with him.
There's only two guys, I think, in the modern Super Bowl era who are in the Hall of Fame that didn't win a Super Bowl. That's Marv Levy and Bud Grant, right? I think. I could be wrong, but –
Marv Levy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Would you not put Andy Reid in the Hall of Fame?
He's got one Super Bowl appearance and he lost.
But he won
a billion championship games.
And like five or six of them.
He'll probably get in on the entire body of work, obviously.
I think he'll get in. The body of work. He's done so much for the league, so many coaches.
I mean, Levy went to four Super Bowls in a row and lost.
Right.
Bud Grant went to a bunch of Super Bowls.
Bud Grant deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think Andy Reid will make it. And I think Sean Payton has done a great job. But to me, he's just like Harbaugh or, Tomlin's been to
two.
Not
every coach that's won a Super Bowl is in the Hall of Fame either.
Right.
So these guys that have won in the NFL right now, whether it be Tomlin, Peyton, Carroll, Harbaugh, a bunch of these guys who have won one Super Bowl, do they need another one, you know?
I'm just looking
Coughlin at Coughlin got that second one with
I'm
the
just
Giants.
Looking at the teams, and I'm literally – there is no one that I would even mention. The only guys that can even be mentioned are Tomlin, Harbaugh, that are coaching now, and I think Reid. You'd have to mention John Gruden because he's won one, and he's done. Look what he's doing in Oakland. He's once again performing.
He's got
his
a Super
magic.
Bowl also.
He's got a Super Bowl also, but there's no one else.
Nobody else with multiple, right?
No one else you can even mention on this conversation. You cannot
There's a
mention
lot of young coaches.
Young
in the
coaches
too.
Now that don't deserve it. What do you think of Tomlin? He's never
he's
had
on
a
the
losing
same
season, and he's gone to the playoffs, what, eight times? And he's been to two Super Bowls. He won one.
I think all those guys in the league right now with one, they're all kind of on the same plane.
Right.
Whether it's him, Harbaugh, Peyton, Carroll. They're all on that same.
It's a really good question, though.
But nobody's in Belichick's stratosphere.
No one is even remotely in the same. They're not even in the same country.
Nope.
The same zip code. Seriously. Freddie in Knoxville.
Scotty.
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, man, we love you down south, brother. We listen to you all the time.
Cool, man.
Hey, listen, hey, dog, I want to talk to you a couple of things. Number one, how in the world does Ohio State, I mean, come on. I know Bama hasn't played anybody, but LSU has. You know, and then they pop Ohio State. You let them play in the SEC every week. It ain't that way.
Well, fair enough, but they're not in the SEC, so you can't just make believe and say if they were in our conference, they wouldn't be beating everybody 60-0. They are, without a doubt, one of the best teams in college football. Ohio State can play with anyone. Their offense is dynamic, and their defense is too. They are a really good team. Believe me, you. Be very careful thinking you're going to run over them in a playoff game because they can beat anybody. And I only got 5 seconds. What do you want to say about the Saints?
Let's do the thing, man. Explain what happened to the Saints. That's all I got to say.
They didn't show up. They didn't show up. They thought it was going to be a walk in the park against the Falcons. I had the Falcons in 14. Check out. Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.